Senate will come to order. Yes, I am. This is a heavily laden jackalope. Okay. It says messages here from this jackalope with really huge testicles. Cleave and brave you may be, but mess with the mythical critter and snip snip. Woe to thee. Oh, my Lord. You do one good thing, and this is what you get.
Jackalope.
Oh, my Lord. It used to be part of the jackalope. Well, it's fun to have some humor this late date. Well, we're going to have Larry Shiat here, but the roads are too bad, so he won't be here. So what's our next order of business? We have very little to do now. Messages from the House.
February the 27th, 2013, from the House of Representatives, message number 488, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file number 75, Honor Farm Horse Program. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated, ayes 50, noes 10. Message number 489, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 83, Medicaid fraud recovery. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 2. Message number 490, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 90, administrative control of acquired institutional lands. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 58, noes 2. Message number 492, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate file 60, Medicaid reform. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 53, noes 4, excuse 2, conflict 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. Message number 491, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, House Bill 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study and Select Committee. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, noes 19. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
We have a Joint Conference Committee report. We have two. Well, let's see. I don't see the Vice President. So we'll go to Senator Scott. Are you ready on message, Joint Conference Committee report in reference to House Bill 203? And ask the reading clerk read in the Joint Conference Committee report.
Joint Conference Committee report, House Bill 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study and Select Committee, reference Senate Message Number 409. Signing for the House, Representative Harvey and McKim. Signing for the Senate, Senator Scott, Dockstader, and Landon.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the Joint Conference Committee report on House Bill 203, Health Benefit Exchange Study and Select Committee, and urge the Senate to vote aye. Mr. President, this is one of the things we've got to do to be ready for the coming deluge with the national health reform. The issue related to an amendment put on over here, the House non-concurred by one vote, came back and conference committee, and I will represent the Senate that we got most of what we wanted. We took the two Senate amendments out, and then we put the language back in. We put back in the language entirely from the second amendment, the Perkins Amendment, where the Medicaid expansion wouldn't occur without prior approval from the legislature. What we took out was the language that had been in that made an exception that we gave our approval to the mandatory expansion that the Supreme Court told us we had to do if we were going to stay in Medicaid. And the reason that caused some excitement, because some of the House members apparently don't want to do that even though it's mandatory, that caused some difficulties over there. And we were assured by the member of the conference committee that was on the Appropriations Committee that the budget for that part of the mandatory expansion was in the budget bill and we'd be all right. And if we're not, we'd be back in 2 months anyhow from the time it goes into effect. So we expect that omission is not going to cause any problems, but it enabled the House to see its way to concur and adopt the Joint Conference report. And, Mr. President, I hope we will do the same. This is the basic part of this bill is tracking the performance of the health benefit exchanges, including the Medicaid portal, and seeing if at some point we ought to reverse ourselves and take over that function. We won't have it for the first year for sure, but maybe once they get some of the bugs out and get to be a little more reasonable on the federal side and what they're requiring, it would be something that makes sense for us to do. And this will track it, Mr. President. That's what the bill does, and I would urge adoption of the Joint Conference report.
Discussion? The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report number 1 in reference to House Bill 203. You've been asked to vote aye, and the chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
No.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquibel.
No.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
No.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
No.
Schiffer.
No.
Schiffer.
No.
Scott.
Aye.
Bonflaturn.
Aye.
President Ross.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 24 ayes, 6 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report in reference to House Bill 203. Mr. Vice President, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee report number 1 in reference to Senate File 106?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
Ask the reading clerk to read in the Joint Conference Committee report.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 106, Project Funded by Abandoned Mine Land Funds, Reference House Message Number 457. Signing for the House, Representatives Wallace, Coleman, and Harshman. Signing for the Senate, Senators Bebout, Nicholas, and Perkins.
Senator Bebout.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move the adoption of Joint Conference Committee Report, Reference House Message Number 457, to Senate File 106, Projects Funded by Abandoned Mine Land Funds. Mr. President, your conference committee worked closely with the members from the House and came up with a pretty good compromise, and we feel good about it. What they did, if you look at the Joint Conference Committee report, starting on that first page, page 2, line 7, is cleanup language to ensure that on the AA that it was general funds that would utilize to fund the AA, not any AML funds. Mr. President, page 3, line 19, that is cleanup for the amended sections. Page 4, Mr. President, if you recall, last year in the AML bill, we had $1 million set aside for transportation of for the Department of Transportation for compressed CNG gas fueling station. And Mr. President, what's happened is there was some interest, but this wasn't going to go through. And so what the House had done is set aside $1 million to buy some buses for the university. We thought, although the testimony we heard at from the Senate or from the House conferees, that there's somebody that's very interested in doing it. We just thought it was way too early to give the university $1 million for some buses, so we added the language that you see there in E, and that we would set aside those funds, but it would all be subject, if you go to the next page, none of the funds shall be expended except upon further legislative authorization. So the money's sitting there. If we decide we want to do it, we can. If we don't, we will not. The next part, Mr. President, is page 6, line 20. We left the language for the Attorney General in, and we added that the Governor shall additionally determine that the facility would be of substantial benefit to the public. And, Mr. President, this deals with the $9 million we had set aside for minerals to liquids, that type of technology. The next one was a cleanup. It said an agent of the state or county as designated by the Governor. We thought he should be in the loop. Mr. President, the next thing we did was, again, this was existing language on page 7 after line 11. We put in C, and we just extended the reversion till June 30th of 2016 for that $1 million. Mr. President, the last thing we did on section 16 is we ratified the swapping of funds and once again said that no AML funds were involved in any of the money that went to the AA at the university. I ask the body to vote aye, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions? Discussion. The motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 106. You've been asked to vote aye, and the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case. Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Ross,
aye. Schiffer excused.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 28 ayes, 1 no, and 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 in reference to Senate File 106. Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act 81, being original Senate File 118.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 81, being original Senate File 118, an act relating to eminent domain.
About to sign.
Get that case.
Senate Enrolled Act 81 being original Senate File 118. So signed. Senate Rolled Act 82 being original Senate File 60.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 82 being original Senate File 60, an act relating to the Medicaid program.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 82 being original Senate File 60. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 83 being original Senate File 75.
Senate Enrolled Act 83 being original Senate File 75, an act relating to state institutions.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 83 being original Senate File 75. I have so signed. Senate Rolled Act 84 being original Senate File 83.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 84 being original Senate File 83, and act relating to Medicaid.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 84 being original Senate File 83. I have so signed. Senate File, or Enrolled Act 85 being original Senate File 90.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 85 being original Senate File 90, an act relating to state lands.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 85 being original Senate File 90. I have so signed. Is there, will there be some more? Some enrolled acts? So, yes. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that temporarily clears the desk, but just before you do that, Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Privilege of the floor, please.
You may have privilege of the floor.
I rise to recognize a worker we have that has not been recognized yet. She's worked here and done a remarkable job. She's 36 days perfect work. If she was a baseball player, she'd be batting 300. If she was a bronc rider, she'd make every 8-second ride. If she was a basketball player like Nathan Sobey, she'd be 7-for-7 in the field. Our journal clerk, Pat Johnson, please give her a round of applause. Yay! Yay!
Well done, Senator Anderson. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand and recess until sound of the gavel.
Stand at ease. Okay. Well, the Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. We're going to have a few more enrolled acts. I do not believe there are any more Joint Conference Committee reports. We're about at that point where we're about ready to wrap things up. So, till we get all these things collated and back, we'll stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
I got to put that on my list.
We got out there, nothing now.
No, I don't think we have anything out there. It's just we got some enrolled acts to get.
We have to wait on the show.
177 is dead. That's what Tom told me.
No, they were going to, well, they were going to reconsider.
Oh, he just told me thought it was dead. Okay.
President.